I don't want to sound as if I'm totally an ignorant person, an uneducated person, and make remarks that I have done. And I don't want to be judgmental, and I'm not backing off from what I have said, but I don't have all the facts here.
Mm-hmm.
In
that's why it's an oral history. Otherwise, it would you know. No, it's fun. I like this a lot. I really do. I only have about 3 or 4 more questions. During that time, 50s, 60s, 70s, what kinds of propaganda, i.e. junk mail, billboards, posters, rallies for white supremacy, black rights, did you see any? Like, mail, like what kind of, what did the mail look like, if there was any kind of, like, newspaper headings, or...
Well, as long as Dr. Martin Luther King lived, there was a great deal about in the papers about it, but I don't remember after he was killed. I don't remember that. I guess there were people who came forward and wished to take his place, but I don't think we had any, did we?
What, they came and took his place? That, or any propaganda?
That, propaganda wise, I don't think we did we?
I don't think so. I was curious about it. I have a... name of that one to write down. Oh, boy. Why is it that whenever I have important something, I can't find exactly what I need. Alright. There was a guy from Anniston who had a poster on his gas station for a long time. It said, no blacks served here, or something.
I have seen things like that, but to recall some posters and things like that that stand out in my mind, no. But I look at somebody like that, to me, that's somebody with a closed mind, somebody that is racist.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that I feel sorry for. Because a person like that is bound to not be happy.
Mm-hmm. Because they see, I understand. I have a quote, guilty in the mind is he who starts life on nothing. Wait. I don't remember. It's something to do with keen sight and a bird's eye view. Oh. Guilty in the mind is the man who starts on life with nearsightedness when trying to look through the eyes of a bird or something like that. Or bird's eye view as far as just being like, you could be nearsighted one way, but then a bird's eye view is like, you see the whole scope. But if you only see what's in front of you the whole time, you are just, like, prisoning yourself, in a way, for race. Have you ever known anybody who's a Klansman? And if you do, I have a bunch of questions, but if not, then I can't
really answer. One person who was a Klansman?
Do you ever know one person? Like, I just want to know if you knew a person and what they were like, besides the fact they were a Klansman, if you did.
I don't recall that I had ever known a person who was well enough to even make a remark. So I really don't, because the only personal experience that I've ever had with Ku Klux Klan was when I was a little child. And why this happened, I don't know. I don't remember that my parents ever brought up the subject or ever explained it to me, but it's in my mind. I can see it to this day. And you must remember, I am really older than you really know I am.
I know, older.
Alright.
But don't worry, because for me, that gives me more respect for you.
This is a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
It had to have been the late 20s or early 30s. It would have had to be. And I remember a group of men in those long robes and those little caps over their heads. They marched into a church service, which I attended when I was a child, one time. And I will never forget it. It made the picture is still there, so it must have been really something. I don't recall that anything was said or that anything was done. I don't know why they were there. The only thing I know is they did come.
They showed up at a church service.
They just came in a church service, came in together and sat together. And that is all I remember. But it... Why did they come to church?
Did that scare you or did that scare you?
I was afraid that I was with my parents. So I felt protected. But I don't remember. I guess I asked them when I went home, but I don't remember discussing it. It's just that part I remember. But why would people full of hate? Why would they come to a church? I don't understand.
I think it's hypocrisy because the people, the Klan, wanted to uphold certain moral traditions. Like this is all from my history class. I know. That they would attack people who were necking in a car, say, because it was wrong. Or if they found out somebody was
anything
having an affair.
That they did any action or activity that they did not believe in, then they were there to intimidate or to scare that.
Yeah, it's like the KKK was like, well, we have our own little set of beliefs like a Bible, so we'll just abide by them and enforce them the way we see fit. That's exactly what I see it as. Do you agree with that?
That is the way I see them.
Uh-huh.
And I have a horror. I have anybody that would hide behind sheets to intimidate another person, to do the things that I know that they do. That bothers me. It scares me.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel personally threatened as a white for your job during the Brown decision? Like, did you think? Because what was going to happen...
No, not personally, no. I never felt. But I'm sure that if I had held other jobs that I might have, but no, I never did. It never touched me. If it did, I didn't know it.
Do you feel that effective measures have been taken that have erased any problems on campuses in Alabama concerning blacks and whites? Do you think? I mean, do you have any insight? Do you think, do you feel that effective measures have been taken that have erased any problems on campuses in Alabama concerning blacks and whites? Like, I'm sure that when the schools were first integrated, there had to be some sort of counseling for the kids. I'm sure that they wouldn't have left it up to just the kids coming in and seeing these students next to them they never did before and just be like, okay, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. It's almost like when you know a kid in your high school commits suicide, they have a big counseling session for everyone.
When that first started, though, I don't think they had counselors for... I never knew of any. They had counselors, but they didn't have counselors about that.
They leave it up to the parents?
I suppose they did.
And you can see where that might lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, they might have counselors for that kind of thing. I don't think they did, at least not in my experience.
Uh-huh.
You could go to your regular counselor, I suppose, but as far as having a counselor for the racial differences, I don't think so.
I think that concludes all the questions that I have written down.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You are from a different section of the country.
Yeah.
Have you always gone to an integrated school?
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time.
Was it just black and white, or was it all races?
When I was three, my mom told me that I was gonna the first time I was ever gonna see a black man. She said, you're going to see a guy maybe sometime and he's going to have dark skin. Don't be afraid of him. Because my sister saw he was chocolate or something. That's what she thought. And my parents are really good people that way. And I lived in upstate New York when I was born. I didn't go to school there. I moved down to Springfield, Delaware County, right outside of Philadelphia. I don't remember in my elementary... I was only in kindergarten there. But I don't remember there being any black kids in my class. But as soon as I got into... where I moved and I was raised, right outside Philadelphia, about 20 miles outside, it's called Lansdale, a place I went to, the North Penn School District. And North Penn is a rich school district, okay? I remember there was one guy in my class. His mom was a school teacher, however. She was a third grade teacher. And he was in my first grade class. His name was Brian Lee. Black guy. Little ears, you know. He just had little ears. My mom loved him. She's like, where's Brian with the little ears? But there was Oriental kids in my classes. There was Hispanics in my classes. There was... I grew up... It's such a... It's not like it was a big melting pot, but there was integration, and it wasn't, we didn't stop anybody from coming in. I used to hear comments even there, though, you know, like, you know, all the niggers, they come around here and they destroy everything and they do this and they do that. And I never liked to hear that. I never understood it. My principal was black for high school, starting when I was in high school, Dr. Juan Bond. Now, he liked me a lot. I mean, he knew me because I was always... I used to be allowed.
You're outgoing.
Yeah, but I used to get in high school. I wasn't exactly as contained as I am now. I was a little more free flowing with my mouth and my actions and everything. And what he used to do is he would get kids to come in from the city, which I wasn't sure I always agreed with, because the city, or now it's called infrastructure, was a place where the education system was lacking in funds, because it was all based on property tax. Mm-hmm. And property taxes there in the city, you know, houses are worth $20,000, whereas where I live, they were worth, you know, upwards of $150,000 to $200,000, which would fund more school and everything. And he would have it so that the kids would, he almost did it illegally, like, have the kid come out here and live with an aunt or something, take their residence, and then come to our school. Now, what that did was create a couple problems, like, say, for example, I got up in the middle of class and I wanted to go to the bathroom. My teacher said no, and I asked again, and they said no, and I went out to the bathroom anyway. I would be suspended 3 days in school suspension for insubordination. Now, I remember a specific incident where I was in my grade level office for being disruptive in class, and a black guy comes down. His name was Teak. Teak was like my black counterpart, but he got in much less trouble than me. And he got kicked out of class, but why? He got kicked out of class because the teacher wouldn't let him go to the bathroom. And he wanted to go. He got up and left. He comes back. Teacher kicks him out. He went down to the principal's office, and he explained the whole thing to my principal, just the grade level principal. And you know what she said? Teak, I don't want to hear these kinds of problems. Why do you have to do that? And I was getting 5 detentions for what I did, which was less severe. And that was because it was almost like she didn't want to step on anybody's toes in that spot. And that, to me, I don't understand how... I love every person I've ever met, basically. If I respect them as a man or a woman, I don't care. Like, every person has something in them, I'm sure, that they have strengths or weaknesses, just like I do, that they would see in me, okay? When it comes down to being reverse discrimination, I wholeheartedly believe that there is reverse discrimination.
Yeah,
and I think the United States has gotten itself so twisted up in a social pattern where you can't really distinguish whether or not someone's getting a job for real reasons or whether you're getting turned down for real reasons or anything. And there's no... way to fight. Like, I can't go, I'm a white male now, and I'm going to be in screwed trouble as soon as I get out of college, because I can't get a job, maybe, because there's going to be a black hire before me, or there's going to be someone else. And I'm not opposed to it. Yeah, or a woman. It doesn't bother me that they're going to get hired. It's just that I want just an equal chance, I guess, just as they did. Yeah. And it's like, well, if we had one kind of oppression, it's just, well, we just gave everybody else rights, and then we flipped it over, and now the people who used to take all the rights.
Right.
Yeah, and now we're getting our rights.
Right.
And I don't understand that.
Well, let me ask you a question. You are a student in my class.
Uh-huh.
Do you see any... Do I make a difference in students in that class?
As far as I...
As far as race is concerned.
I think that you uphold positive thoughts if there's positive thoughts. I don't think anyone in there is really prejudiced, so that you would afflict them with a second thought of something. When you talk about the whole race thing, though, I remember one conversation we had, and you said, I like that girl, Jaquetta. She's a button. You know, she just talks all the time. You know? And,
well,
but see, to say that, though, you know, like, you didn't say, you weren't like, I really like that black girl, Jaquetta, you were just like that girl. She wasn't black or white.
Well, that's the way my mind thinks.
Uh-huh. That says
a
lot.
I think what comes out of your mouth is, when you're not even thinking about it, is a result of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't quite hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she's black is not the reason she's the way she is. That's her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that boy that sits over by the window, he's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Desmond did good. Yeah,
Desmond Smoot.
He, I like him too. He's a quiet boy. Now I like that. Jaquetta's a little bit noisy,
mm-hmm.
but so are some whites.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of their race. It's just that Jaquetta's ready for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And now Desmond doesn't jump into the conversation that way, but when he hands in a paper, it's intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Like you want to solicit stuff from him in class then, because you know he's like that. I've had a few conversations about you to the other people in the class, because I'm always like, I say, how do you like?
Well, I joke with you. And you come back at me, and it's because of your personality. I hope you don't take it that I'm...
No. You're...
I enjoy you. I like... And there have been times when I thought, well, he didn't like that. But I don't mean it in a negative way.
Oh, I don't...
When you come in here to talk to me, as you did today, and when the other teacher was in here, we have a little bickering back and forth there that I enjoy with you. I couldn't do that with some people. You really could?
Yeah, I understand. I like it, too, because... I don't know. I was talking to... I think a lot of the... okay, this is how I view it. Okay. As a teacher, you're here to educate. As students, we're here to learn. Okay, first point. Second point is, the way certain people accept being taught is different from the way other people accept being taught. You're a woman from... a different time for values,
absolutely.
Moral traditions, and everything else. I'll tell you one thing. Every time I read a biographical sketch on one of those authors, okay, I feel like I'm that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that I feel about us, it's 1995, we're going in the year 2000, okay? There's no national religion anymore. I'm not saying religion should be pertinent in everyone's life, but there has to be a structure, a guideline, okay? There's so much it's lost as far as materialism. I mean, God knows it's more than everything else now than it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I talk to, why are you going to college? They're like, I want to get money when I get out. When I graduate college, I want to go to another college and I want to get another degree. And then I want to go somewhere else and meet some people and talk to them about what I've learned. I don't care if I get paid for it. I don't care if I eat dirt every day of my life.
That is not the common feeling. I'm a go around here, and that bothers
me. Yeah, but English literature teaches you, and that's what I like about it. And the people that we read this semester, like, I don't know. But off that subject, about the kids and your treating of them and their receiving and everything, I think the girl students take it more like you're kind of motherly.
Well, yes, you expect that, I think, because of age.
Yeah, but see, I like that, because in a way... you know the heart and soul of what you're teaching. You've taught it for a really long time. You know the scoop, what's going on. And at all cause, you're going to tell us then. Whether or not we want to hear it, whether or not whatever, I believe whatever you say is right. Now, if I don't believe whatever you say is right, I'm going to inspect it and I'll ask you about it. You'll respect me for asking about it, and you'll give me a respectful answer, which also is a really good thing to have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.